McGovern and Humphrey have both reversed themselves. They would not consider him as even existing. But now they both visited him in the hospital. They both announced on national television they would consider him as a vice president in the case of Humphrey, and the case of McGovern, he'd give him a cabinet post. Now look,
I can't understand.
Six months ago, this guy didn't shit to him. Nixon hasn't done that.
Look, if Nixon's standing in the goddamn presidency now, he's incumbent.
And he'll be there the next 4 years, too.
Shit, I probably bet you money they will, but I sure the hell hope he doesn't.
Well, who do you want? One of these assholes that says, I don't want nothing to do with George
Nixon
asshole who got himself shot?
McGovern be that much more lenient, that much more liberal than Nixon is. But I'd still...
Would you like to see Bob be president?
Shit, no.
Why not?
I wouldn't want to see me be president.
Would you like to see me be
president? I know the way you are.
What don't you like about
me? You go into Vietnam and you say if they're goddamn gooks and they're communists, kill them all. Wouldn't you?
No.
Oh, come on.
You know that.
You've been to Guam now.
No.
Robert?
Not Guam.
So help me God. I went through a little bit of, inconveniences. I want to tell you something. In my war experience, I never killed a man.
We did it.
I was armed from here to there.
Okay.
I was able to use it.
Okay.
But it wasn't necessary. But tonight, if some of it walks up here and busts that window, I'll kill him.
Are you finished with all this stuff?
But I never met a Japanese person that I didn't like.
By the four best friends I've got, I've won a
Japanese. I say, I have never met a Japanese that I didn't like. There's a hell of a lot up there I didn't meet.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
And he didn't meet me either. But he's got a gun on me. I'm gonna get him first.
Why the hell does he have a gun on you?
Because he's fighting for his country, just like I'm fighting for mine.
Okay, now that's what I think is wrong.
You see,
why are you fighting?
You're an idealist.
Do you believe me? I know it's the worst thing you can say about me.
You're an idealist.
I'll admit it.
But Robert,
all I'm saying is that if everybody,
look, you think.
The goddamn
you
Japanese
think
the
rest
of
the
way I did and would not fight for his country.
You think
we would not be facing, we'd let those goddamn generals, the goddamn presidents sit out there in the battlefield and fight them shit if they want to.
You're wrong, sir.
I'm not going to fight for them.
No. I think you have a real beautiful, wonderful girl here. Marilyn. I think she's perfect. You think that you can spend the rest of your life together without a disagreement?
Of course not. We've had them before.
Well, then, you asshole, why do you say the countries can't disagree?
Because I say I'm going to kill her when I disagree with her. I don't say I'm going to break up with her when I disagree with her.
You may.
I say we have a disagreement, and we can have a goddamn disagreement and say, we disagree.
Let's talk about this 10 years from now.
Because, son,
there's no way. Somebody's got to make a decision.
Bob, let me tell you.
If you don't agree on something, somebody's got to decide. We'll make up our mind. I'll make up our mind.
You'll be the head of the family, but she'll turn the head. She'll be the next.
Right.
Of course not.
How on God's earth can you expect anything different out of nations?
Because there is a right or wrong to every decision. Somewhere along the line. There may be disagreements, but there's a right or a wrong to it. There's a who it affects most, and there
is a... You see, where your hang-up is, Robert, and this is what bothers me a little bit. You're not responsible, except morally, and the person I've learned to love. But, Robert...
My own responsibility.
There's only one way. No, you asshole, that's wrong. You're her responsibility, too, and she's your responsibility. Whether it's on paper or anything, I mean relationship. God damn it, you owe her a few things. She owes you a few things. If you think it's always going to be light and love, you're crazy. You're out of your mind because you're gonna have disagreeable times. There's only one way in God's earth. You're gonna have your own way all your life, and that's go up there like a buckskin bill or some asshole, and never see another one.
Bob, let me conclude this by telling you a story. I've had a lot to do, and I've been a maverick as far as cattle breeding is concerned. I don't believe that the Guernseys were bred for 1,000 years on the island of Guernsey by a dedicated group of monks to produce a super, super cow. And I don't believe that the Holsteins were bred so-and-so and so-and-so. I do believe that certain areas in the earth have developed certain, and then I have believed that when you can cross these cattle genetically, you will take the recessives in each group that have developed these recessives, these harmful recessives, and when you cross one group onto another group, the recessives in each group emerge as dominance in the offspring, and you will have a strong set of offspring. Well, I made this speech to various clubs years past. Relative to the cattle, and I say, if you will take a Guernsey cow, strong line of Guernseys, and breed it to a strong line of Screton effect, you will get rid of the recessive genetic characteristics they breed, and you will have, over the average, a very strong crossbred individual, where the dominants that are successful in each breed will be passed on to the offspring. Well, then my audience fidget. And they said, and I sometimes get ahead of them on this, well, would you go ahead on this with people? Widely divergent racial groups, Japanese and Negroes and Caucasians. And I said, yes, if I wanted the strongest possible group of grandchildren, intellectually and physically, I would want my children to either a Negro or an Oriental.
Hybrid.
Pardon?
It's hybrid.
Hybrid.
Sure. I know that. You know as well as I do that hybrid genetics will deteriorate in about 3 generations.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. You have, okay, you know. But if I wanted my grandchildren to be able to dominate their peer group, then I would want my grandchildren to be a cross between Oriental and Caucasian, or right. Negro or Caucasian. Right. Of course, then I conclude that my children are all married already, so that I don't have any problem. Of course, the big problem, the cost in our society is the social pressures that are put on these crossbreds. But if I wanted the really supreme individual to grow Caucasian cross.
You like me, you know, as a person. There's things about me you don't like, obviously. Vice versa. But let's suppose Ron, his wife, Graham and I, and you, and Marilyn, maybe we can pick up half a day. And then we don't have to all be white or black or Oriental or anything. But we should freak this society. And believe it, mister, I'm at that point. I mean, there's damn few times during a week that I meet a person I admire, or I even want to know any better than taking some blood or handling bottles.
Nice thing you met me today, man.
Yeah.
Made your week.
No. So, we a bunch of us get together, 6 or 8 or 12 of us. we're gonna take the hell out of here. We're gonna find a spot. Well, we obviously gotta go somewhere. We don't have to depend on none of this fancy stuff. Okay. And let's suppose we're all on the same ship and we get on a freaking island by accident. But there happen to be a dozen of us. We have to survive. Okay, so here we are, 10, 12 people. You think that within a week or within 2 weeks, somebody's going to be the king, or the dictator, or the leader, or the guy that tells you what you're going to do and when, unless you're bigger, stronger, and smarter. If you are, you be the guy that does. It's not this communism, this commune, equality does not work.
Look at this,
supports the idea that, you know, we are against one, communists, two, the Negro race, and three, four, the capitalist WASP society. Not because they find it, because, you know, three or four or five or ten of us can get together on an island and say it's fine. You know, Negro or Caucasian, Japanese or what. But because they find it expedient that they're elected.
Let's
that
put
way.
It in your family.
They find
Let's
it
put
it
in your family.
Way. Nixon isn't president because
Let's put it in your
he is
family.
Pro-Negro. He's president because he's against Buddy encroaching upon the WASP military industrial society that's going to money now.
The government's too big for us to talk about, for me to even comprehend. But let's put it down into our family. Let's put it down into our family.
That's a different
situation. What about your mother?
I know that you and I together with some Negro or spit guy on some island.
Right. We could do it here.
Same as 500,000 or million of us getting together with 500 million of them. When we've got one man between us who says, I'm supporting the population, and if I do that in a way that antagonizes the American white population to think that I'm also supporting the Negro population, I won't get elected, so I better not do that.
Do you wish you'd been born Negro?
No, I don't. Shit, I know what the hell they're going through.
Why not?
All I'm saying is that I don't think we should support...
You're born a Dago, why should you be born a Negro?
That's bad enough.
If I was
enough,
born a Dago 50 years ago in New York City, I'd feel the same way as a Negro does today. Sure I would.
You have this inheritance.
But goddamn, I can bricklayer if I want to. I can be a goddamn carpenter.
So can I.
But a Negro can't, man.
Yes, they can.
They let 1% of the goddamn Negroes.
Some of the best doctors I've ever known have been Negroes.
How many percentage of them?
That's their problem.
1%? How many percentage of the Negro people
are qualified? There's not a hell of a lot of goddamn big Dago doctors I've met.
No, but how many are qualified? 20%.
That's their problem.
Oh shit, that's
what's
that,
national.
That way out, goddamn.
How many Irish
men
are? How many Irish?
How many of them are? Man, I expect you to look at the other person and say,
how about
how many
the Japanese? How about Japs? Are they underprivileged?
They got a goddamn nation if they want to.
In this country. What about Sister Gamuchi's disease? Do you know what that is?
No.
Well, you will. What about I can name it. Give me a little time.
What
I can
about
name
the guy
Japanese.
That's not a goddamn basketball player. That's what I want to know about. Who can't play basketball, but is smart.
But these guys
that's
also
guy
have BS degrees. They have bachelor's
they
degrees.
They can't even
master's
get into school,
degrees.
Man.
Oh,
but you didn't know about Marshall.
Shit.
Third
yeah, so.
Marshall. Okay, where's he come from?
He's come up that third.
It's 1 out of 9. What's the population of the United States as far as my goes?
Well, you quoted that.
50%.
All right. So you want two niggers on the Supreme Court.
So Marshall's the first nigger in 250
and
years.
And we got four Jews on it. Now what? So I'm anti-Semitic.
So a Jew's why?
Huh?
So a Jew is white.
Who said that a Jew
is white? So is a Dago white.
Okay,
a
Dago is white too. And 50
well,
years
we
ago,
don't
a
have
Dago.
Any Japs on the Supreme Court. Let's get a Jap on the Supreme Court.
Let's get a woman on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, let's get a woman.
That's even better.
Okay.
Let's forget what the hell he is and forget and start letting
I'll tell you what I'm in favor of. I think it's wrong.
Ronnie, are you having fun?
I guess so.
The men start having babies for change. These women have been bitching about how painful it is to have babies. My mother made my life miserable hell because how much pain I caused her. You know something? That's her problem, not me. She's dead, and I'm not sorry, and that makes me sound like a dirty son of a bitch. But I mean it. That woman made my life hellish.
Because I didn't know your
she
mother.
Suffered for me.
I didn't know the individual.
Well, I want to tell you
something. But I'm not going to downgrade her because she's a woman.
I want to tell you something. It wasn't my idea that I came in this world. And I'm sure it wasn't hers either. She just got caught doing what she
did what she was doing to make you.
So, that doesn't make her any damn different than a Negro or a Jap or any other thing. She happened to be a woman doing what a woman likes to do, and I happened. Well, that was her problem.
I've got all this on.
I think wrong. I think you're absolutely 100% wrong. And I'll always tell you, and I want to talk to you when I'm about 80 years old about the same things, Robert. I admire 1,000%.
I will, because I don't know if in 30 years...
To make the world the way you'd like to have it.
If in 30 years it's going to come to the same way it is, or if it's going to come to a goddamn revolution
where you got the black people against the women, against the...
I don't know.
You think that's a ball, don't you?
No, I think it's hell.
You think it's a ball?
I think it's hell. Because I think the way we are now is pretty bad, but it offers a redemption.
Do you do everything she...
I probably do everything she doesn't like, if anything.
Well, do you listen to what she said? She says, I want you to do this, that. No, you're just like your mother. God damn it. I think that's wrong. I think it's wrong. I think you'd rather fight for the goddamn niggers, never, except her.
Oh, come on, come again.
No, I mean, why shouldn't she have just as much right?
She should. She does. I try and give her that.
You try.
I try to give you as much right as me.
See, same thing. At least we're working the same position.
Well, brother, if you kids can work that out, and it works out, I'm 1,000% for you. But I know you're too goddamn freaking much like your mother.
Are you still doing
this?
I hope you.
Well, Marilyn, do you want to pronounce the benediction on this discussion?
Ooh, you took her side against me.
We haven't discussed.
I did not. I was goddamn 12 years old. I didn't have a side to take.
Hey, listen.
You did.
We haven't discussed.
That's all right. You
tell me. Did you leave? You said you left your home when you were 17. Went to the Navy or whatever.
Not 17. No.
18? Stole me out of the cradle.
Okay, I left mine when I was 18. That's the first time I had a goddamn chance to. So don't tell me about it. When I had the chance, I left.
You also know, son. You also know.
Me?
We're supposed to enjoy ourselves. Robert?
Yeah.
Enjoy ourselves. Unless yours was included. Right?
The way it is now. Really good ice cream.
Well, not as far as I'm concerned.
Ice cream. Terrible. Not
as far as I'm concerned. Doris, whether she enjoys herself now is beside the point. But when we were together, when we were married, I wasn't supposed to enjoy myself unless she did. And you weren't.
Well, what the hell do you think she got pissed off every time we went on vacation for? She's been mad every time I left on a vacation
right.
for her ever since I can remember.
You and me.
Right.
Come on over here.
She's happy up until the point we're 2 days away from leaving. That's just, you know.
Yeah,
no
why.
No reason, but that's the way it is.
And then have the gal say, our mother. This is what burns me up. When you say the almost same thing about your mother. And Robert, that's
too.
Wrong.
I do too. I'm very hypocritical.
That's wrong.
I hate her. I pity her as well, I do. She's so goddamn lost. And
well, but she's playing golf.
She is.
You do too. That burns the hell out of her too. You know that?
Sure does. Not because I'm going, but because
can you
she's
beat her in
going.
Golf?
I don't give a damn if I can or not. I think I probably could just fool around.
Yeah,
I don't
could
give
too.
A damn if I could.
I could too.
And she does.
So that's good for her. What are you doing? So why are you getting that
appeal? Because she expects
some coffee. Put your arm around me.
Let's
Sarah,
still
let's forget
going?
About all this
so
business.
So what do you
I'm with you.
The only way I expect her to feel the way I do is in that I don't think that she should control my life, nor I should control hers. And she thinks that she should control mine. And I think
why
I
should we talk about a former wife?
That's a very basic difference.
No, no.
All right, let's knock it off.
Well, this is my wife, it's his mother.
Let's knock off about his former wife. And
no, she's his mother just as damn much as she's got Bonnie is the mother of our kids.
You're getting this.
Okay.
She must not now if she's with you.
What's on it?
Boy. We're really
where's your mother, yeah. sweetheart?
Carson.
She know Robert?
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
She doesn't care if you're seen with
her? I went and hit her folks, both of them, and said we're living there. And we're going to stay together.
All right. I admire your
and
heart.
And her folks says, God damn, that is wrong. It's wrong in everything from religious to political to
right.
what they believe in. I said, fine. I counted it away.
Did you hear
and
me criticize
said, okay,
you?
You weren't even there.
I was, too.
Yeah, you made her do it. Robert.
No, I was by myself.
You
this
made her
sour.
Do it.
I did not.
Robert.
You went and did part of it.
You tell me,
I did the most
did.
Of it. We've never even talked to my dad about living there.
Oh, hell we haven't.
When?
Your dad's talking to me.
Never, ever.
Yes,
ever.
I'm sure this is
hey,
sour.
I don't care if you live
together. Doris has never said a word. She's never acknowledged that we're living together.
She said something.
She has
two.
She
said,
me.
Not
to
me.
And down to see your mother. If you don't, their neck.
Jesus Christ, she says she's worried.
Your mother told
half.
Me this on the
we
telephone.
Crying out loud. That's what we do that bothers her.
What's the matter with that?
No, wait a minute, sweetheart. I have never seen.
Do we neck on you? We don't change
well,
our action
care.
Because you go
I
down across
that.
The city.
I know that.
Well, this is what we do to Fort Benadoya. That's what she sees us wrong.
If you want a neck, what's a better place to neck is in your home.
So do we do anything different from you that we do what we do in front of Doris?
I don't know.
I wouldn't care if you're there.
And I'll tell you what, no matter what you do, it's no worse.
That isn't real.
No worse than done.
Well, Ron, how about Ron?
I said, no matter what you kids do, it's no
you.
Worse than your
Ron.
Mother's ever done. Or
she's
me.
Not let on that.
Or
she's
me.
Not let on that. I know it, but she's not let on that.
Wow.
Ooh,
look, you aren't so old or so young. You remember this guy, his name Keen?
Oh, yeah, Tom, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit, I don't remember what she did with Grant. She slept with him a couple times before they got married.
Before Doris started married, was Tom Keen ever at your place and spent a few
well,
nights?
Well, sure. She'd not let on that, though. She'd let like she's leave crew there.
So
when I look at
I
her,
know
she,
it.
And she says the other way, and I know better, and she tries to tell me she's right, you know? What am I to say? You know, you're full of shit.
Nothing.
Nothing, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Just
why say
open.
Anything?
Listen, you can think what you want to
don't
think.
Lower yourself to her level.
And nobody away from you, both of anybody. You think you want to think.
That's right.
You can't always say what you want to say. That you could
now
think.
That's the reason I don't accept
and you don't gain
nor her ideology. You don't gain anything. to have I accepted money from her.
She's your mother is a social climber.
Kind of sour. Well,
she's a name dropper.
Those kids have more power to her. You shouldn't hate her for that.
I don't.
Yeah, but you talk like you do.
Well, the only reason I dislike mother is when I accept me the way I am, as I accept her. I don't give a damn what she does.
You don't accept her. Though.
Yeah, but you don't accept her. No,
sure
exactly.
I do. I let her be the way she wants to. I pity her. I do not accept her.
See, you don't accept her.
I don't have to accept her.
That's right.
Yes,
but
you
I can
do.
Understand her.
If it wasn't for her, you wouldn't be on this earth.
I don't accept you, but I don't understand.
You just got through saying, well, you did. Can I get in this argument?
You have to accept
but Grandma.
He just got through saying about his mother telling him how the pain she went through because she had him.
So obviously
he said, did I ask to be born? It's
right,
exactly
right.
My
okay.
Sentiments.
You all ask? I said is I don't ask to be born. I don't ask to be the same way you feel. All I'm saying is that I am the way I am. You don't have to like
you
it.
Have a right.
But you have to acknowledge that I am.
Right.
And she does not do that.
Same way to you. You have to acknowledge where she is.
I do.
By yeah,
God, I say I don't like it. I will argue with her anytime she gives me a chance. But
no.
I won't accept
no,
her.
No,
you're
not. Yeah.
You're different.
Right.
You are
well,
too.
I should say, you I should say why are you really arguing?
The reason to argue is because there's no reason to say that, let her say things and acknowledge that she's right.
But you said to me yesterday.
I will say, okay,
yesterday.
You said it. You like you said, you support Nixon. I say, she thinks he's the worst person we could have as president.
What?
Okay. But Doris would say, and you're a son of a bitch for thinking that.
Well, I
say, Jesus Christ, that's the way I think, you know, what's wrong with that?
Right.
You know, I think you're wrong, but I don't think you're a bastard for thinking that way. Fine.
See, I've never seen Doris come across like that. Like the argument you had yesterday in the car. She goes,
she turned away and said back as I want.
No, she said, no, she said, you feel different, and I feel different, so there's
Grant
nothing to
do that.
Well, she said it's
no,
almost
she,
the same thing.
She said, well, that's stupid to think that way, and she turned away and
no,
shut up.
Didn't.
Grant said the other way. Think about
that. I know he said that, but Doris said about the same thing. She wasn't
say
all
Robert,
like you.
Robert, I've kind of listened and, a little bit from both of you. You
would
have
you like
said...
Would you like some coffee?
Well, you don't have a
home. I'm not doing very much now.
This is home to Roger.
Oh, that's
it's
least
home to Ron. It's home to Robin.
No. Hey, I can get any dirt here.
You don't have a home.
He really bellows out.
We don't tell Roger about Ron. You have to believe it. Ron is 6'2". I mean, 210 pounds.
You
about tell him he's going to retire from the Navy in two more years.
So, but I'm not that big yet, you know.
No. You could be a midget. You see, he's a man. He's making his own way. But this is his home. So we don't tell him. He brings a girl home. This is home too. We don't say, well, shit, she's gonna sleep down here and you sleep up. That's up to them.
Yeah, I get that.
Just because you have to at least look at them, right?
But the thing is that he's transient. His mother. His brother thinks, his brother would like him to think that she would never do anything like this. He knows better.
Okay, so what?
You two people want to live together? She says, oh, that's awful. I know exactly. She's done the same damn thing. And she's now done it. She's done it with a married man. Or a couple of married men, or three married men that I know about. Well, that's her business. I'm not condemning her, but she has no right to condemn you either.
That's the only
She's
thing I can come down. I don't care what she thinks, I don't care what she does, I will accept it. The only thing is that what I care is what she says I can do, or I can't do.
What
then
she
I won't care. She says I cannot live with you.
She's
said,
not saying that.
Sure she has.
What? So
she's
much
she gave Gina about $1,200 to buy a car, where she'd not give me that.
So you're talking about money again.
She has given Jesus.
You said money didn't mean
anything. Yeah, he means so much to him.
But it does the mother, and I know it does. That's the way I've got
to look at her. That's why you're bugging her.
That's the way I've got to look at her. I have to warn her.
I look
at what mother thinks about it. What she loves is money. Okay, so I'm saying, what does she love in Gina? If Gina approves the way she does, she likes Paula, so she'll give her the money. If I do not approve the way she thinks, if I do not accept her money, then she'll look down on me. Right. She won't agree with me. She won't. She'll argue with me or touch it. If I don't give her money, she'll argue with me.
The only place you and I disagree on this whole thing, Robert, is that she's not Doris. She's mother.
She was. She isn't.
Someday you'll be sorry. Someday you'll be sorry.
I don't.
You'll be sorry someday.
You
want some
help, Dad? The only I disagree with
Grandma doesn't have.
If I told
money
you I was a
have.
Communist for crying out loud, you'd say you'd argue with me like hell, but you wouldn't hate me.
What?
But Doris would.
You might.
What?
If I said I was a communist, or that I had 50% Negro blood in me.
Have you?
Well, what the hell, you're half Dago. That's just bad.
Argue with me.
It's like,
disagree.
You remember the joke.
And
I know I told
you. Like that. But you wouldn't say, get out of my house, or, you know, you wouldn't turn your back.
Shit, you know better.
And Doris would. You know, what the hell she would. She's done it. She's done it. She's done it.
I know.
Hey, do you know what
she
this
even
is?
Kicked Pop out, and I'm not even nigger.
You know what that is?
Crap, he's a favor.
Yeah,
a couple of matches of it.
No, go ahead. Keep after him. Again. Make him tell you. Tell him. I mean, make him tell you.
Well, he just said one thing. It's an Italian flashlight.
I don't get it. Two batteries?
I don't understand.
Batteries.
I know how it works. Italian. They've been talking Italian in here.
I don't have to show up. I can't see it from that far.
Let me say, Marilyn. It's not my mind. Even with that, I can say, okay, you know, she was my mother, she bore me, and I will respect her for that part. But as far as being my mother because she loves me, or she respects me, or because we're part of each other,
I don't
she loves
understand.
Me if I agree with
don't
her.
You?
These are the two batteries.
You don't agree with her now.
And that's
the
light where
you
know
Robert,
shine like
now.
This. That's
one,
light. These are the two batteries.
One morning,
you like those.
And you kids were all at breakfast. Okay. Out there on Foothill Road. All at breakfast. And we were talking about something.
She's
it had nothing to do with Robert. It had nothing to do with food. It had nothing to do with, I don't know what happened. Polly got a stubborn streak. And she's capable. And I'm sure she is today.
At least.
Yeah. Okay.
Poor Polly.
Polly.
Good
God. One of the sweetest persons in my life. But she and her mother in a discussion. And this girl's 5 years old. And Polly just like this. And they went back and forth. First, Polly, I hate you. And I said, Doris,
did you get some berries?
You don't mean you hate Polly. You don't like what she's doing. No, I said, I hate her. And I mean it. Well, here's this little girl. Big crocodile tears come down her cheeks.
I said,
Doris, you don't mean it. I don't like what Polly's doing either. But we don't have I do. Polly gets down out of her chair and she come over, put her arm around. Daddy, you don't hate me.
Cigar?
Look at now, this
summer,
is a five girl.
In the summer of 96, Doris and I had agreement. I mean, in the Christmas season, 1966. And she said to me, flat out, blank, I wish you had never been here. I wish you were not here. You are completely destroying my Christmas. And if you had been here, we'd have a good time. It would be perfect Christmas. And I hate you. You ruined my Christmas. I'm 16 years old. My God. What the hell am I supposed to think?
She has told me she does not want me alive. She does not want me in her house.
If it wasn't for her, you would be here.
Now,
are you happy to be alive?
Are
you happy to be alive?
Sure.
All right, then thank her for that.
Bullshit. Thank her for being my mother,
okay.
Not for giving me birth.
Okay, then just call her mother.
Okay, so I'll call her mother about half
God
the time.
God damn it, don't call her Doris. Because if you ever call her Doris in front of me, I'll knock you on your ass.
You have to fight for it.
I'll knock you on your ass.
Oh, stop it.
And I can do it.
Who'd want to fight for that?
I can do it.
Great, you talk like a... Yeah.
Okay, Warren, is that a
Monty,
woman
let's
who is a mother,
knock off this Doris business.
Yeah.
Hey, Ev.
Let's talk about politics.
Ev, Bob, let's talk about politics. Let's not talk about talking about in front of Monty.
It's
unfortunate with you guys.
Yes, it is, and I've heard it for several hours. Now you think you just soon talk about something.
I'd rather look towards the game.
Ev, Monty's been feeding us and dining us and whining us. Let's forget about Doris.
Yeah, but it's like you're holding a grudge.
Sure. I'm holding a grudge before I finally got out of that mess.
You hold a grudge against me? What?
All the fights you had that you left.
You want me to stay until I killed her?
I think you should have stayed for me. Yeah. But, you know,
I should have stayed until I killed her.
Now,
because I would have stayed.
I know.
I would have killed her.
I know, and then I could... Now I can see your
then
point.
You would
then
have admired me while I'm in the pen.
Now, then I couldn't have. Then when I was 13 to 14 years old, I couldn't have saved it. I wanted her.
You must have an awful violent temper if you could kill somebody.
I don't freaking will believe it,
dude. He never has.
I've never killed anybody yet.
All I can
but
say
I'm not above it.
Is that then I couldn't understand it. You know, and I still carry a little bit of then with me because that's what I was, you know, that's what I am. But
Robert, I'm open. I'm 100%. With you 100%. I don't give a damn about your politics, your religion. I'm only concerned about
you. That's all that matters. See, I wouldn't care if you had politics. You do anyway.
Right.
No, but Doris cares, and that'll be feel about each other. Not because
Doris
not because
and I didn't vote
son,
the same ticket. We didn't vote the same ticket.
I don't know why you have to view your thoughts so much.
Well, Grandma, you don't have any idea.
No, I
these
mean, I guess
kids
I don't.
Had no choice.
I still say you can think what you want.
You had to bring home an A or else.
Did your mother love you?
Absolutely.
She swear to God didn't, unless I agreed with her and I was a good kid. She loved me that I was her son, but that I was me, she didn't.
What was my
well,
reason,
I can't understand that because
that's why I say to him, she was my mother, okay, fine, but she was not my who loved me.
The reason we divorced it was when that woman told me that I won her kids away from her, that they loved me more than they did her.
Well, I don't understand
and
this.
And goddamn it.
I try to understand this because I know it goes on.
I said that's possible. I just can't do this. But your kids did. Polly, I come home work. I just beat her ass last night, or before I went to work or something. And she's coming up. Can't wait to get out of the door. She'll come in. And Polly's going over and she doesn't even recognize her. Well, I didn't do this by design. Same with Polly, I mean, Gina and Julie and you. I spanked Robert once. I took my belt off and said, yes, there was.
Well, don't you think there's...
But he doesn't even remember. I'll bet you. No, he doesn't
remember.
Well, I don't know. Probably remembers.
Didn't hit him hard enough. Probably didn't hit him hard enough.
Oh, I did.
Is your mother like this?
He cried. The daughter's a good gal. She has good
qualities. Well, nobody's all bad. Nobody.
She's not all bad. The only thing is that Doris's problem, she should have married Richard Nixon, our lady of the land.
You're just like Gordon
Crouch.
The only thing is that the president of the First National Bank, Gordon Crouch, people don't like that don't go for people.
Yeah, she has changed.
And you seem rougher.
She has changed an awful lot. Apparently, you missed a lot. I didn't go home for 2 years when I was a freshman sophomore. I didn't go home at all. Okay, so I've been going home. I didn't see anything.
Well, you're going to change, too.
Sure, I've changed a lot, too. Mostly I've been able to understand why the way she is the way she was.
How about over field? How do you get along with this?
We disagree. I don't go out. And I still call him a capilla.
What about Joe?
I didn't see him.
He's a nice person.
I haven't seen Joe in 2 years.
He's a big
he's
man.
Real.
I haven't seen him in 2 years.
Honest.
I got a 10-hour check for him.
That's better than you got from me. Huh?
Joey, I see a lot. Joey, I disagree with in a lot of circles, but we get a hell of a nice job.
What's he doing?
Kids by
what's Joey doing?
Divorced her and was working for the fire department.
Well,
he's a nice
why
guy.
Not?
And I like Diane, his wife, and she's a nice girl. But
we're divorced?
Yeah, and they never go, you know, they mix like oil and water.
Oh, you should see his jaw.
Well, I've seen him.
6'3", 4".
Yeah, great big. Very nice.
Well, I disagree with you. He tells me to get a haircut every 7 days. I tell him to lose weight. You know, that's the way it goes. Doris, she says.
By the way, you want to cut your
pretty.
Hair tonight?
Huh?
Won't cost you anything.
No, it looks good.
You know, Doris, I look to me to love me as a mother.
Oh, you're right. Disappointed.
And I can't help
it. I agree with you.
Everybody in the world. I don't have one. That's all it is to it.
He's right. And you know something?
Well, it's a big disappointment.
What is it? So I want to... This is a point of argument. What are you thinking about? Aren't you curious?
Why? I've never looked at it. It's hard to... I was 15, 16. When I married my mother, I left four.
No, your dad.
Oh, Gene? I've looked at him a lot.
You what?
I've looked at him a lot. How do I do it?
Wonderful guy.
He looked that way.
No. What do you mean, looked that way?
Well, he didn't know.
No, but bad.
I liked it.
He was a great athlete.
Well, he was a great person.
Great person.
Everybody liked him, you know.
And,
That was, 6 years
his
ago.
His mother,
I have no comprehension when I was going to go.
Where is your father? Your actual father?
He was killed. But the thing was, his dad was a real tremendous man. Not only as an athlete, but just a man. Hell of a... More friends than... When he was killed, the city of Reno turned to... Your mother collected, I don't know, $40,000-$50,000 donations.
To build that house.
Just because of your dad.
That's the way I see it. It's just because.
Right. I met your dad. I didn't know him personally. We weren't buddies or anything, but I'd but I asked you, I have his uniform upstairs. Yeah, you told me that before. I don't understand this.
Well, we'll keep it because someday you may want it. Right now, you say keep it. That's great.
Well, maybe your son will or something. He fought for his country.
How would he get
And I would it? Like to thank Robert. I would like to think that you might fight for your country.
Don't you ever.
Yes. So,
I fight for my beliefs, but I don't fight for my country.
What's the difference? What do you believe in?
Believe in me and the way I feel.
Okay, so I go and step on your toes. I know for the damn truth, it was your money that she had.
Sure, it was my money.
And you wanted to buy a car, and she says you can't.
Okay.
Okay, so you decide up here.
And when I graduated, she gave me that money. I gave it right back to her. I told her to hold it, that it was her money. I didn't want to tell her what to do with it.
Robert, let me interrupt.
You're silly.
Let me interrupt. About your sister
again. Instead of her having it, put it in the bank, let it draw interest.
Warren, the only way I would take that money is if she apologized. She won't apologize. I know she won't.
I don't
she
need that
never
money.
Apologize for anything.
Man, she can share that money all she wants to.
Good.
She is wrong, and she can keep the money. If she right. thinks that money is worth me, fine. Let her have
you
it.
You see why I love this guy?
Yeah, he's wonderful. Tell me now about your sister and her Rotary Scholarship. She must be a tremendous girl to
she
have
is.
Got it.
All three of them are.
She was girl state governor. She was one of the three or four student members of the state. What was it? Some type of a military service committee. Here
yeah, I know.
High school. One of three.
I've read
state.
About you kids.
She's done all kinds of things.
Ever since
head cheerleader of the high school. A bunch of stuff. You know, but she's still as lost as hell. She's trying to impress with Doris because Doris screwed around.
Doris is your mother.
Doris screwed around, told her she was inferior, and she's fat. And Julia is not made to be a slim, busty girl. Yeah, she's because
oh, come on.
She should weigh about 140 pounds at 5'4" because
Julie
that's the way
skinny.
Julie is.
Julie was always skinny. The last time I saw her, she was a skinny.
She looks like Bertha. She should be nice and chubby and happy, you know? She shouldn't be skinny.
Typical dago.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know?
No,
and Doris makes her feel like she's super inferior because she's not skinny.
But when she
because
was
she
my
doesn't
little,
make the same grades, you know?
When she was my favorite little dago, she was a skinny little thing.
Well, she was young then.
Polly was chubby.
Polly is super skinny now. Polly should gain about 10 pounds.
And Julie and Gina was fat, chubby.
Gina
and you were skinny, and so was Gina. Yeah, and you still are. But now he's saying, I can't believe it.
That's so ridiculous.
Julie is
how fat is Julie?
She's not fat. She's
I mean, she
perfect.
Looks nicely.
Yeah, sure.
And
it's so ridiculous.
Probably my favorite day.
She gets headed, you know,
what?
Time and time again for being 5 pounds overweight. When that's what she should be. She shouldn't be skinny. She would be uncomfortable.
Your mother used to. His mother is a damn attractive woman.
She must be because of the attractive
man. She is. She's an attractive woman. But she used to. Worry about whether she was 1 pound heavy or 1 pound lighter. And Papa, I'm diplomatic as hell, you know. she come out, I lost a pound. This is from yesterday. She lost a pound yesterday.
Yesterday.
I said, well, you must, I won't say this if you got that turned
out. Well, I've got it turned out, but nobody ever hear it.
I said, you must stay in a big ship.
I lost 10 pounds. I said, oh, good.
Sit over there.
Can't you tell? I said,
sit
no.
over there and I can hear you better.
She says, can't you tell? I said, no. I said,
you're sure.
Oh, that's really, you know.
Huh?
Well, back to Julie. She's in Sweden now on Rotary Scholarship. Is that it? And she must be having a wonderful time.
Yeah. Read some of the letters she gave me. She said, she's partying about every night. She's spending the year in Europe that I'm going to spend next year, you know, and she had a really good time, she really is. She's not worried about school, because it's a high school, she already graduated.
By the way, may I say something, son? And you don't mind if I call you son, because that's all I've ever known you by. Your mother did say, oh, I could tell by her voice. I know your mother pretty good.
Warren, mother's proud of Julie the way Julie is. And Julie isn't Julie. Julie isn't the person.
Julie is
Doris. Julie is somebody trying to please Doris.
Yeah.
That's about it. It's terrible. It really is. And I hope.
Bobby.
But Mary and I both said that. Julie was.
You remember?
Julie can't even set up
Robert,
a lasting relationship with a guy. You know?
Robert,
we hope she's changed.
I know you have to remember. We planned through the wife to go to maybe it was the last time, but one time, go up on the river, no return. That trip, remember? And that was the 1st of July. We planned, and give your mother credit, she helped us.
Can you remember a trip where we didn't leave and she was mad? Every time we left, she was mad, right?
Right.
Right. Okay, so why? Because she wasn't going. And because she was an influencer.
Right. So anyhow, we come back. We get back.
She's happy up until when we leave and then she's mad.
Yeah. Then when we got back, she was madder. So we got back and we had a hell of a ball. And we told her all about the trip. Show pictures, everything. And then she says, now, what are we going to do as a family for a vacation? I said, well, sweetheart, what would you like to do? Well, goddamn you. You figured out your and Robert's vacation. It's up to you to figure out our vacation. I said, okay, well, what would you like to do? We said we'd like to go down the damn river, and we went. Now, what would you like? That's up to you to decide. Okay, so I decide.
She doesn't like it.
No. And that's right.
Sure.
And she, well, maybe I don't want to do that. Then you decide. It's impossible. There's no way you could possibly win.
Well, Mona, you're getting supper on for these guys.
Gotta find some.
Well, let me ask you one question.
There was no way that we could possibly win.
Ice is broken.
That's right.
That's one way of looking at it, I guess.
Roger, Ron, Robert, never called Grandma by her first name.
What do you mean by that?
Just go on one of these hot places.
They would call her Mama or Grandma.
Grandma.
Mm-hmm. They don't call her Money. No way. That's respect. This guy.
Oh, I can't find out
our
yet.
Our children don't hate their mother.
I can't find out yet what he thinks about Julie. Seems to me that Julie has been trying all of her life to live up to what's expected of her, and she's doing
they
a damn good job.
All four of them. All four of them. Believe it.
Like
I lived in that atmosphere. I lived in that atmosphere, and these kids, they sort of put the problem. You know, I'd like to have you do well in school too, but if you want to play, let's play. And if the play interferes with the school a little bit, we don't have to get an A, we can take a B.
What was her name, Doris?
Mm-hmm.
She expected too much of them. Pushed them all the time. I see. Just push.
Did you need this on here?
Right now,
she's a capable woman. She can. Well,
what's she doing now?
She's married to a third time, attorney, and he's a wheel, I guess. None of them go home.
Listen, Monty has made a tremendous dinner for us, which I didn't anticipate, but I hope for.
I don't usually talk too much.
Oh, you don't.
Grandma says, I think that Ron planned this.
I planned this.
Bill, he's talking to be talking.
What do you mean I planned it?
To come up here and impose on Grandma. Matter of fact, she says, I think Ron's in love with me.
Well, she's probably right.
You have that thing on.
Yes, I got this thing on.
Ron.
Erase it.
All right, erase.
We love you. Grandma loves you.
Well, Monty, I planned to have dinner before we came up so that we wouldn't impose on you, you know that. And I was, but the time has run along and here we are. I'm not apologizing. I love to be here.
I'm talking to you just like I did to Craig over the years.
Well, you don't need to talk to me like that.
Bullshit.
Well, light your lights. Your kerosene lights.
I want to tell you something.
Tell me.
Honest to God, truth. And I'm going to say it without money, it's okay. But if we went up there where we're going, and we're going to go, and we didn't have anything but these kind of lights, we're going to be the happiest people you ever want to run with.
You're going to burn your fingers on those lights.
Because we're going to do it together.
Well, let's not talk about Doris anymore then.
No, that's good. She was a good woman in a lot of ways. Reasonably intelligent.
Who? Speaking about me?
No, not you, Grandma. You're not reasonably intelligent. You're just intelligent. Boy, I got all that, didn't I? Ron, you son of a bitch, you got all this stuff on tape there.
Sure.
I don't care.
How would you like
that? I've never done anything in my life that I'm ashamed of.
I've
done a hell of a lot of things that I wish I hadn't done. But I'm not ashamed of it because when I do something, I think it's what I should do.
Talk to Monty about Cindy staying, and I think we got it worked out. And Ronnie's going to stay until I come back from Portland, and then I'm going to pick him up. You'll have to put up with Ronnie as best you can.
We'll fix Ronnie's butt. I'll beat him. Well, I've got to beat him in that
dark game.
He's a champion, so I gotta win a fight. That gives me a chance. If he's gonna stay here for a few days, I'll beat him. I'll win it back. I'll win my championship.
So you think I really planned it this way, that I should be sitting down to a gourmand dinner, cook my money?
I didn't think so. Grandma said.
Grandma said so. She says she didn't.
I say she didn't.
Well,
Cindy, you're taking Grandma's side?
No.
Cindy, I told you when we were coming up that we were planning to come back before dinner, didn't I, Cindy? Didn't I say we're coming back? We'll make a call?
Really, I'm having trouble, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's too suspicious, this guy is.
Yeah, I know.
Monty wouldn't be suspicious. She just knows I like her.
Anybody else. Now, when you got two people that can't get along all the time, how in the hell are you going to expect millions of people of different philosophies to get along? Human beings are human beings.
Great. Now, all I'm saying is that if I live in America and I want to have streets supported by taxes, and they live in Russia and I want to have streets supported by taxes on farmland instead of city land. Okay, fine. Let us do it the way we say. All I'm saying is that shouldn't provoke a war where we got to go out and kill each other to show that we're right.
Robert,
has gone on since.
As far as I'm concerned, there's only one form. There's only one form of government that could be perfect, and that is socialism.
I do it.
All right. Have you ever seen a perfect socialistic government?
Not yet.
Why not?
There's never been a socialistic government yet.
No. Oh, the hell there hasn't.
A success.
All right. Okay. So there hasn't been. Why not? Why not? Why hasn't there been a socialistic government? You know, you're a smart ass. You know, you can do this, that. And I'm pretty smart. I can do this, that. So we exchange. We all live as a big...
Because nobody with money has been willing to say, okay, I lost.
Money. Look, son, people existed on this earth before anybody ever heard of money.
Okay, so they have land or cattle or whatever.
Right. And every time there was a socialistic firm, go to your Bible, mister, and I can do it any time. And we had these great socialistic plans, and we have them this modern day. But it takes one guy to lead out. Some of the greatest governments and societies in the history of the world, and you kids have studied history, have been under kings. They've been under dictators. And don't ever sell Hitler short. You know, the only reason that Hitler had a chance is because the Kaiser, in 1914, 1918, lost the goddamn war. He was going to be he was going to rule the world, but he missed out there. He slipped up. So the Allies beat him down. We put so many in the Versailles Treaty. We put so many restrictions on these people. And you know something, when Hitler come along, a goddamn paper hanger, he was a revoltist, a revolutionist, you name it. He was it. But he was smart. But these kids, the youth movement, the Nazi youth movement that he brought up, he promised. These the imperialist countries of the world have done this to us, and those kids, and I know, I've known them personally. They are now American citizens, and I knew them before the war, World War II. They never had enough to eat. They didn't know what it was to have enough to eat. Well, Hitler comes along, puts them in uniform, and they're. I don't blame him. If I lived in Germany at that time, I'd have probably been a Hitler follower too. Because he promised them the world. And by God, he damn near did it. But he was a ruthless guy. It just happens to be that you're Italian. You don't happen to be a Jew. But if you'd have been in there, you'd have been starved to death, experimented on elderly. You understand?
All I'm saying.
But he still did a great job for Germany. And
why did he do it? Because his politics allowed it. I'm saying that there will arise a politics that will say everybody should be able to lead like that. Not because they're adherents to a cause, because they're human. But God, that's all you need to be. You know,
Robert,
it doesn't matter if
okay.
I support Hitler or or if I support Eisenhower.
Robert, you and I have been up in the mountains together. We've taken our food together. We've taken everything. And when we're up there, we share everything alike, right? And some bits is starting to sneak stuff at night.
Yeah.
You know what happened. Okay. Okay. Let's suppose you. That you and Marilyn And Monty and I are the only people left on Earth. Just the four of us. And we depend on each other to subsist. Okay, so Papa goes out and they plant a goddamn garden and everything. But you guys are doing, making love or the hell with it. Well, pretty soon you're going hungry. And you come over and you say, hey, Dad, like some food.
Yeah, you better eat a little yourself.
I'll check the food. Well, you could add some if you want to get in here and help dig. And you say, hell with you, goddammit, you got it. I want some of it.
I never said that before.
No, you. But you're a human being. And if you're starving, just because you don't want to work. If you're starving and she's starving and your kids are starving, you're going to come over and you're going to take what I got and kill me if you have to.
Warren, what I'm saying is that
it's survival.
Yeah, okay, I agree up to that point. But now we're at the point where it's not survival. It's that you've got a majority of people who say, we won't let you work on our farms because you're Negro or Jew or African.
Or Dago.
Okay. And I'm saying that is wrong. It's not that they won't work, it's that they won't be allowed to work.
So goddamn curious.
I've got a farm and I've advertised for help, special season of the year, and there's no requirement about religion or race or anything
else.
How'd
you get your farm?
I worked for it.
What was your dad?
My dad bought the farm for $50 an acre, $78 an acre. I bought it from him for $150.
But your dad had the farm.
But I bought it from him for $150.
You're your dad's son. Could you have bought your farm?
Certainly I could have. Certainly I could have bought it from a neighbor. If I wanted to buy a farm, I would have bought it from a neighbor. That's why I got my farm.
I'm going to do it, Robert.
He had a grandfather.
And your grandfather had the same land. If your grandfather was Negro, could you buy the same land?
Why not?
But you didn't. Listen,
my grandfather is a Negro. If he had a Ben, I'd be a Negro.
Okay, and you couldn't have bought the same.
So why should I philosophize about it?
You couldn't have bought the same farm.
Bob, I've advertised for help on my farm, and I was able to hire 50 to 75 people.
What's my name?
And I didn't get any ethnic outfit. 10% of the town is Negro, and I didn't get a single Negro apply for work. I've hired every Negro that has applied for work.
Okay. There are a goddamn lot of poor fucking Negroes, and I agree with you. You know, but it isn't because they're poor people, or they don't have any.
Well, you can't blame me for not hiring Negroes when
what?
I've hired every
they're
Negro.
They're not poor people. What are they then? Wait a minute.
Your people that have been subjugated and beaten down and hit and
how about the Dagos?
4,000 years.
How about the Dagos?
Okay, look at
no,
a Dago
not
man,
like
cause at least
colored people. No,
well, a Dago can hide behind white
you
skin.
You can tell me a man is a Dago, but you can tell me a man is a Negro.
Listen, Bob. The daughters of the bank president will come out and work for me, detasseling corn for $1 an hour.
Okay.
But the Negroes won't come out because they can't be bothered with that sort of wages.
No, it's not that at all.
Well, why didn't they come out?
Because every time they've come out to other people like you, they've been told, well, okay, we'll hire you at about 25% less than what
no, they can't fire less. We have
no,
every other
you're
farm.
You're talking about Negroes way back in the plantation days. It's not like that anymore.
Oh,
they have equal rights now.
They're guaranteed that law, but they serve.
Well, let me ask you this, Robert. Why do you have a hard-on about Negroes?
I'm not saying just Negroes. I'm saying, okay, look at the people in that are living in, say, India, okay, they're not Negroes, they're Indian, okay? Those people don't enjoy the same standards of living as you would.
Why should they?
Okay, let me tell you this. You know, you're receiving all the oil and all the natural gas, all the electricity they produce in that country.
Who produces it?
They are. American people are producing
Look,
it in their
those
country.
People sat on that oil for hundreds of thousands of years. It took the Americans... the English to go and discover it.
Well, listen, Bob, I'm not knocking down.
We discovered
Bob,
it.
Bob, let me
we
talk.
Discovered it.
Bob, let
we
me talk.
We are reaping the riches.
Or so we're entitled to something.
Bob, let me talk for a minute.
True.
Let me talk for a minute.
Everybody's entitled to the same thing.
Bob, let me
if
talk.
We're living in a nice standard of living.
Well, then why in the hell are you after an education? Why in the hell didn't you quit when you were in the eighth grade and go around and preach the same religion? That I don't have to have an education. I'm entitled to everything you have, regardless of what I do.
I preach that now.
Here we go.
Well, that's right. And excuse me, son, but that's where you're way half-cocked.
All you're saying is because I've got the money behind me, the nationality behind me, that I can go into your country and produce the oil that you can't because you don't have the ability in science, in geography, in finding the oil, in economics, that kind of thing, that I should reap the benefits that you don't. That's all you're saying is right.
Look, mister, in Oklahoma and in Arabia and all these countries, there's people there that can't read or write their own name that are billionaires, the wealthiest people on earth, because of a stupid scientist, we stupid engineers ever discover oil on their property. And yet they still are the wealthiest people on God's earth. And they can't tell their right hand from their left. And you know what I'm talking about. So why don't they share their wealth with us?
Doctor, I got it.
What happened? Because I think everybody has a right to their own opinion.
You're damn right. I mean, if Robert and this gal get along together, it's none of my goddamn business how they get along or anything about it. I think it's wonderful. I just think it's tremendous. As long as it makes them happy. Why should it be in my damn business? And I know for a goddamn fact they don't feel free going home. And I mean home. His mother's place.
Well,
and that's why I resent hearing him call her Doris. I think it's wrong. Wrong, wrong.
All right, there again.
I think she's his mother, and I think she's entitled to be called mama or mother or mom or something.
Maybe she doesn't care.
The hell she does.
No. Marilyn, where's Bob Rowe? Did he feel she? Badly? Just went
no.
to the bathroom? What?
He just went to the bathroom.
I think. I thought maybe
okay.
he was upset the way things were going.
No, no.
He enjoys this, other words. Yeah. Well, I enjoy listening. You haven't said much either.
Then
who?
No.
Who,
you know
are you
why?
18 years old? What?
19.
19. Who is your candidate for president?
Who's mine?
What? Yeah, who's
well,
yours?
Definitely not Nixon.
All right, who among the Democrats?
I've been following the government.
And is Bob? Is that Bob's persuasion?
I don't know.
They probably don't discuss it.
Well, I'm sort of interested
well, they
because
probably do too.
Bob, who is your choice among the Democrats for governor for president?
I have a last choice.
Let me get
government.
Some warm.
Your last choice.
See.
Who is your first choice? Bob, who is your first choice?
Probably somebody like McCarthy or Spock.
Well, Spock isn't in the race, of course.
Sure he is.
Spock?
Yeah, he's on the people part.
Spock?
Robert, I think you better come back up here tomorrow.
Well,
you and me talk there for a while.
Well, I voted for Jackson in the primaries myself.
Jackson's
probably the furthest one that I voted for. Next to Wallace, Jackson.
Wallace, yeah. Wallace last.
Well,
Nixon next to last.
Probably Jackson.
Yeah.
Well, I had to throw in a vote in Wisconsin, and I thought I'd vote for Jackson.
Oh, Jackson's from Oregon there.
Yeah.
I like this.
Well, you didn't let me tell you about my experience with years ago with equal opportunity.
One of them beat out the floor, though.
He did.
Are they in?
Which one?
The black one. I didn't know about
Bob, you're going to let me tell you about my equal opportunity hiring experience. And it's gone on for years as far as that's concerned. This year, I advertised in the youth center in Beloit for help. Teenagers for detasseling corn. The youth center is about half Negro, maybe more than half Negro. And of all of the folks that came out for a job, I didn't get one Negro. Now that wasn't because the Negroes weren't needing money and so forth, but for
wasn't
some reason
because they're inferior, it's because they've been subjugated so much that they're
not in Beloit. They are subjugated to any inferiority of body.
Are you saying that they're inferior then?
No, no, I'm not saying of the sort. They've been there for 50 years. And,
who's inferior?
And they're citizens with all of us, but they didn't come out. A few years previously, I had application.
Jesus Christ, don't you know when you got enough?
Well,
would you be still?
We've been talking forever.
Would you be still? I'm trying to talk into this thing so Bob can hear me.
Interrupting.
A few years ago, I advertised for kids one night, anybody between 14 and 18 years old to detassel corn. And the next morning on the lawn in front of my place, I had 75 kids. And I had to run them as a crowd. And I was really run ragged to get them on their right rows to detassel and all that sort of thing. And I had a couple of supervisors to help me. And of that group, I had seven Negroes, and that made just one unit. And they wanted to play together, work together.
They asked together?
They wanted to work together. They were all pals and so forth.
Enough.
And I lost them. The rows were half a mile long. And the other kids came out on their rows, and I was able to start them back where they belonged, but I couldn't find the Negroes. And it was a hot day and muggy and so forth. So here I was, run ragged. Well, finally, I followed down the rows where I'd started them, and about halfway down, they'd broken down about an area of 50 feet in diameter of corn so that the breeze could get to them. And they were sitting in there playing cards. These are the guys that I was paying at the same rate of everybody else. Well, I fired the Negroes.
So you're anti.
So I'm anti-Negro. But I've had Negro workers on my farm. I've had Negroes in the home. I've had, our town, the northern town, is 10% Negroes.
So what are you saying, the Negroes were inferior or what?
No, I'm saying that I ran into a situation where the Negroes weren't doing their job where the white kids were.
Okay, fine. You've got 20% of the United States is Negro, and I could well imagine that there's...
That's 20%.
Check it.
Well, anyway, I fired the Negroes. That's the point. But I couldn't put up with that kind of thing. I had 75 kids, and I had to get them down to... I had 75 kids, and I had to get it down to 50. And here's a gang that was sitting around playing cards in the middle of the field when I was paying them by the hour. And I'd lost them, and I was just running my legs off trying to get my job done. And these guys were knocking off. Well, that's no... one of the earliest Negroes I knew when I was delivering milk myself in town and working in the factories, taking the milk to the individual workmen at their bench. I'd get on top of a tower, where they throw in the coke and they throw in the a lime.
Steel mill,
yeah. A furnace, and up on top of this place was a guy named Jess Furman. And I would trade a bottle of milk to him for a sandwich, which his wife had made. And we got to be friends, and I've known them over the years. And when he got older and he was in the hospital and having trouble, I stopped to see him in the hospital, of course, went to Madison to see him. And we were talking about old times, and I said, Jess, how did your people happen to come to Beloit? He said, well, my folks died in Mississippi, and I brought my six brothers and sisters to St. Louis, and after that, when my job folded up in St. Louis, I came on to Milwaukee, but I saw the Beloit sign, and I stopped at Beloit, and saw Fairbanks and Morrison. I stopped and got a job, and as soon as I got enough money together, I brought my brothers and sisters to Beloit.
Mr. Dogan. Along this time, did you ever have a feeling that you could get to be the president of that steel mill?
No. Of course not. I had my own job. I'd run the farm.
Well, okay. Could you get to be the supervisor of your own body, your own mind? That you could control your own future as far as wages?
Would you have to hire out anybody? My friend Jess was controlling his own future. I hired him during the Depression.
But you hired him, man.
Did he ever have a chance to think that he could ascribe
to the position that you were in?
I hired him, and after working for me for a month or two, he quit on his own volition. And why he quit was because he wanted to manage his own property. He said he wanted to put in some bathrooms into some of his properties.
Is that where he is now?
Oh, he's dead now.
Did he ever get that own property?
Oh, sure. He had property. Well respected in town, and let me finish with this. Then I said, Jess, there's quite a lot of Negroes in town, and a lot of them from your area. Did you have anything to do with having them come to town? And he said, well, when I came here and worked for Fairbanks and Morris, and then I got my family up here, Fairbanks and Morris said, Jess, we're short of help. This was during World War I. He said, would you go down to Mississippi and see if you can find some of your friends and bring them up here? And he said, Fairbanks and Morris gave me a bunch of railroad passes, and they gave him a bunch of $5 bills, and I went down to Mississippi, and I went around the crossroads where I knew my folks, and I told them about how nice it was in the North.
You're moving in or something?
And so my friends came up here, and I said, well, Jess, how many of your folks do you suppose you brought up to Beloit? He says, well, maybe 1,000. Well, I don't know why I've told this story, except that I think the world of Jess, and I think the world of his sisters and his brothers, and all of whom have been associated with me over the years. If I wanted to be buried next to anybody, it would be buried next to his sister.
Well, you're something wrong with you.
What? Something wrong with you?
Yeah,
you.
I thought it might have been him.
No, but Robert, I wouldn't be real happy. Honest to God, I wouldn't be real happy, and I can't believe you would be if Gina. It wouldn't please me. It wouldn't please me.
Why?
But if they're happy, if it makes them happy, I'm not going to object. And they'd be welcome in my home any damn time.
Fine, but all I'll say is that 90% of America would.
All right. Ron comes home with some of the goddamnest characters you ever want to see. He's in the Navy, and he happens to be most time in the West Coast. Which is unfortunate, maybe. But he comes home with these characters. And they're all colors, sizes, shapes, everything. He came home with a guy, Smitty. I'm telling you, he's as black can get. And he came home with Ron, and it was Smitty. And so, help me God. Ron and Smitty slept together up there in our bedroom. We had no feeling about this one way or the other. That's up to them. Okay. Spent a weekend here, a long weekend. Matter of fact, we got snowed in. We got to know Smitty, and we talked about racial problems. And this is how I learned. I wasn't raised in the South. I don't know that many colored people. Anyhow, we got real well committed. And I said to Smitty, anytime you're welcome in this house. And he's married. He's got four. Monty's met his kids. I haven't. His oldest son has a master's degree in engineering. He's the some kind of wheel in San Diego sanitary engineering. Anyhow, I said, anytime you want to come up here, you're welcome. Your wife, any of it, your family. So one day, phone rang. Ev, this is Smitty. I decided to take you up on your invitation. And what was his wife's name? His wife's name, Miriam. Miriam. I think it was. And I'd like to take you up here on an invitation. So they came. They called from right down here somewhere. Robert, we've never had more gracious, wonderful people in our home. And it happened to be that Grandma was sicker than a goddamn dog. She was sick in bed.
He joked me.
Boy. Anyhow, these kids really come in. They really came good. In, and she came in, and I said, I apologize. I said, well, it just happened to be that Grandma's ill. This girl got in here.
Look at what she's supporting. Nixon, as all this country has adversely said, yeah, I agree with the Negro cause. You know, fine, it's great. But, you know, to take a Negro vice president, well, it's just not right time for it. Because I would lose the election. That's the kind of values they're putting forward.
Who would you put up for election?
If America wouldn't support a Negro vice president, if he was a qualified man and I was running with him, then I'm not ready for America.
What about T.G. Bunch? What about, God damn it, we got a lot of great American Negroes.
George Washington Carver, 500, 300 years, 200
years. No, I'm talking about right now. Bunch.
Okay.
He just died in the last six or eight months.
Where is he right now?
He's in the grave.
Yeah, right. Where was he when he was going on?
He was in the State Department.
That's right.
He was not. He was an American representative of the United Nations. To placate the African nations, all he was.
He went over to Palestine and to Egypt, and he was trying to settle this international thing.
What did you hear of Mr. Bunch in the United States press and in Walter Cronkite's show on TV? Maybe once or twice. Well, we've got this guy and this guy and this guy.
I know more about Bunch than you do.
I would doubt it.
And besides, what's the difference?
Of the United States,
what about Marshall? What about Marshall?
I'm saying there's a lot.
Do you recognize the name?
There are a lot of.
What is Marshall?
American Negroes.
What is Marshall?
Alexander or King Martin Luther King was part of a great movement. You've got
I admire them.
Men in the NAACP. There's a lot.
I don't happen to like.
But there should be a lot.
I don't happen to like.
There's not anywhere near 20% American Negroes in power in the United States.
I'm not talking about. I don't happen to like Cleaver.
Fine, but he's president. He's mayor of.
Cleaver is mayor of what?
Cleveland. No, Cleveland.
You better study before you talk to Papa.
What's the guy that's mayor of Cleveland?
You better study before you talk to Papa. Eldridge Cleaver's mayor.
Okay,
what?
Cleveland's head of one of the guys in the Black Panther Party.
Don't tell me mayor.
That's that guy that talked to Floyd Rotary Club from Floyd College. And
what's the guy that's mayor of Cleveland?
He didn't know whether the Democratic Convention was going to be about 2 weeks
ahead. Right.
That's
voted
it.
Right. Stokes.
Stokes, okay.
Alright, ask
Stokes.
Okay. Look, son.
What's he doing?
I read a little bit. And I listen a little bit. My mind's not closed. I happen to think Stokes was a hell of a good man.
Okay.
But you don't even know who Marshall is, do you? You think about it.
Hey, tell me, who's Marshall?
Well, it just happens to be, because I know you're going to think about it, it happens to be one of the Supreme Justices of the United States. And he's as black as ace of spades.
Thurgood Marshall, okay.
Well, there's no reason why these black people can't think this is great.
What I'm saying is that the only thing is they're not allowed to be.
Well, not allowed to be. They haven't
the education.
They haven't
the opportunity.
I think it's damn unfortunate that Negroes have to be black.
I didn't hear what he said. What did he say?
It's unfortunate that Japanese have slanted eyes and straight, slick hair. It's unfortunate for them.
I think it's unfortunate
in World War II. In World War II,
of other people as being characterized by skin color or eye slant.
In World War II. We were fighting the Japanese, we were fighting the Germans, we were fighting the Italians. All right, now wait a minute.
Goddamn right. Mops.
As soon as the war was declared, what'd they do? They took all the slant eyes and they put them in concentration camps. This was wrong. They took out